Greetings, children of the Most High God. This is Michelle coming to you again. And I'm going to be talking about the subject of fasting and prayer. I have dealt with this subject quite a bit over the last podcast episodes because it is incumbent upon us as children of the Most High God to understand the power and the necessity of fasting coupled with effectual fervent prayer. From the Word of God, the King James Bible, it says from Matthew 17 and 21, "Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." The New King James Version says, "However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." The Amplified Bible, Matthew 17:21, says, "But this kind of demon does not go out except by prayer and fasting." The International Standard Version, "But this kind does not come out except by prayer and fasting." I want to talk about this kind. What kind, you asked? This kind, the kind that Jesus spoke of when answering his disciples about a matter where they felt ill-equipped, inadequate, and unable to perform a spiritual task that was set before them. I ask you today, how many of you feel frustrated and ill-equipped to get the job done? The spiritual job that has been assigned to you. You feel inept, ill-equipped, and not capable of getting it done. Well, I have an answer for you, and it's from the Word of God. So I invite you to stay tuned as we talk about this kind. Keep listening. It will be a blessing to you. This is Elder Michelle, and I want to talk to you about the critical need for prayer today as never before. Intercessory prayer, the gut-wrenching travail of the soul, the cry, the weeping, the agonizing in the spirit, the groaning, the tear-jerking prayer that goes on when you're in the labor room and you are in pain and you're trying to deliver a child that you're that's in your womb. This is the kind of prayer that's needed today as we cry out for deliverance and healing, salvation, victory, and recovery for people across this land, as we intercede and cry out for children that are dying in the streets and for those who have recently suffered the horrific attacks upon their children in Texas and upon their family members in other locations around the nation and around the world. We are not ignorant of Satan's devices, and we understand that these attacks are spiritual in nature first. For the God of this world, the Bible tells us that he is roaring about, going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. His purpose is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So as we find ourselves reckoning with the grief and the sadness, the mourning, the hurt, the pain, the suffering that people are going through everywhere we turn, we as believers must understand the necessity of prayer as never before. Don't throw in the towel. cast not away your confidence. It has great recompense of reward, but you are in need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, after you have fasted, after you have prayed, after you have sought the Lord, after you have done everything the Lord has instructed you to do, you will receive the reward of your faith. So the hard part is pressing through. The hard part is staying in faith. The hard part is not giving over to grief or despair or feeling like the Lord has forgotten you or forsaken you. Even as Jesus prayed, as he went through his passion, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? There are some things that God allows his people to go through that causes us to feel abject loneliness, forsaken, feeling like the Lord is not there when he is, but there are some times when the Lord is silent because he's working. Did you get that? I said he's silent because he's working. Have you ever been in a room where maybe your grandmother or a serviceman or someone else was busy at their work and they weren't saying a word and you're trying to talk to them and they're not answering and they say, shh, 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 I'm working on something. Listen, people of God, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to you today, shh, 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 be quiet. I'm working on something. Be still and know that I am God. Hush in the presence of the Lord. Don't be like Peter when this divine revelation is he's being exposed to that. And he speaks up and he causes the whole thing to just go away. When Jesus was being transfigured before his eyes. Well, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, hush, quiet, I'm working on something. So when you cannot hear God, and it seems like he's absent, it seems like you can't get a breakthrough, you can't get an answer, you can't get results, shh, quiet, the Lord is working on something. Amen. I want to share with you an intercessory prayer that I prayed the weekend before the horrific events in Texas where all the children were mass murdered by a teenage gunman. And God had put such a horrible feeling of pain down in my belly where I had to pray and intercede for the dying across the land. God wants to do more, but he's requiring of us that we be quiet and still before him, and then that we intercede and we pray for this nation, for this world, for the dying, for the children, for whomever it is the Spirit of God is directing you to pray for. You may not know why he's asking you to pray these things, but you will understand it better by and by. There are times when he will just give you that assignment and it becomes a heavy burden and you have to drop to your knees or fall on your face before God or wherever you are. You just have to pray. Stop what you're doing and pray. Leave the dinner table and pray. Leave the feast in the backyard and pray. Why? God knows why. And he is asking for your obedience and not your questions. Amen. Praise God. I remember the year before my sister passed away. 2 weeks before she died, in fact, it was Thanksgiving time, and I had gone to my mom's to celebrate Thanksgiving dinner with her and my siblings. And when my sister arrived, I opened the door for her. And she looked so beautiful. It was like I was looking at myself, but not to say that I look so beautiful. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that she looked beautiful and the glow was upon her. The glory of God was upon her countenance. So she came on in, I hugged her, and she went on to the back to the table where others were assembling. And I went back and I sat, but about as soon as I did, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me, and I had to get up from the table and go into my mother's bedroom and get on my knees and travail in prayer. There was a groaning and a wailing in the Spirit and a grieving, and I did not know why, but I could not. I left the feast to go to pray. I left the feast to go to pray. And little did I know, my sister that looked so dear, that was so wonderful, my baby sister, would be dead just 2 weeks later. Well, God prepared me. He prepared my mom. He prepared us because we trust Him. And He prepared my sister too. But this was sudden and it was unexpected in the natural, but in the spirit realm, God prepared His people. Have an ear to hear God. Have an ear to be open and receptive to the Spirit of the Lord. Wherever He's speaking, whatever He's saying, whenever He says to you, do it. Don't procrastinate. Just know it's God and do it. And you'll find out later, after a while, why you had to do that. Okay, this is Elder Michelle saying, God bless you. It's time for prayer as never before. And I'm going to be posting the prayer that I prayed, intercessory prayer, just before this last tragedy happened in Texas with the children, 19 children and the teachers horrifically murdered. The Lord had put this burden in my heart, and I had to get on my knees at the 12 noon hour to pray. I pray that God will burden you thusly, that He will put the burden in your soul to pray. You don't have to know why. Just get in the Spirit and pray. Pray with your understanding, but pray in the Spirit also. He has given you a heavenly language that's between you and God. Nobody else knows what's going on but you and God. In your spirit, you know that you're speaking to your Heavenly Father, and He pities every groan. He interprets every sigh. He bottles up every tear, and He hears the prayer. You're interceding, even as Jesus is interceding for us right now. You are interceding in the Spirit for things, situations, and people that you'll only understand better by and by how much you've done to turn this world in the course of the direction of lives in the way that God would have this world and the lives around you and even your life to go. Amen. God bless you. This is Elder Michelle. I'll talk to you again at the appointed time. You stay under the blood of Jesus and continue to be blessed.